there is that perception that I mentioned that if you put every minute detail that you want someone to perform in a contract, that then, by God, they'll stick to it and that'll be that. And the research, the reality of life doesn't bear that out, does it?
Or not necessarily. So what I was reporting in my blog was actually a what we call job talk. This is job talk season in academia when sort of new PhDs come and sort of talk about their research and sort of compete for junior faculty jobs. So we had a talk from a woman at the Kellogg Business School who's done some both lab research and research using MTurk, which is this Amazon service. We actually recruit workers to do real jobs from their home, where what she did was she randomly, so she was recruiting people for various kinds of jobs, either in the lab or on MTurk, and she, half of the people she was recruiting got a more specific contract term, like you will meet 2 weekdays, for 2 weeks, and the other got a less specific, like you'll meet biweekly, or we will look at 25% of your work and check if it was okay, versus we may look at some of your work and check if it was okay, or even this task will take 2 to 3 minutes versus it'll take a couple of minutes. And so she randomly varied those. So half the group got the more specific terms, half the group got the less specific terms. And what she found, interestingly, was that the group that got the more specific contract terms showed less creativity, less persistence in doing the work, I'm sort of like sticking to it, less commitment to the organization or to the group they were working for than the people who got the less specific terms. The less specific terms work better. And her idea is that the less specific terms promote more intrinsic motivation to do the job, and that has a bunch of positive impacts on performance. So that's what she found. Now, I'm not going to go immediately to saying, let's rush and change all of our contracts to the federal government or whatever.
Right.
For two reasons. One is these were employment contracts between one individual and, and an employer, which is a little bit different from, the government having a contract with Lockheed Martin or something like that. So, second, the terms that she varied, the specificity, none of them involved performance. It wasn't like produce 10 units is the more specific versus do your best. They were all either monitoring or inputs of various sorts. So I don't want to go too far in overinterpreting the research, but I think the research is interesting and worth thinking about and learning more about in a government procurement context.
The missing link here in the work that she did is the FAR and all of the things that people at least think are in there. Now, Dan Gordon's Mythbusters campaign tried to educate people about what's really in there, but there are certainly, you're well aware of the perceptions that are out there about what kind of trouble I can get into if I don't specify every last little thing. So it seems to me that trying to break out of that mentality will be as challenging as any of the things that you're talking about.
Right. Good question. Now, as Dan and I and others have pointed out, half the things that people think are in the FAR are often not there.
Mm-hmm.
That there, this is what, sort of like there's this mythological status of what's in the FAR. And in fact, except for a preference for performance-based contracting, which is state your requirements in performance terms and not in, input terms, do this, do that, just trying to do the work, the FAR doesn't say anything about the issue of how specific contract terms should be. There's nothing in the FAR about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is subject to the discretion of the government. I agree with you that there is a perception that you're more likely to get into trouble if you were along this thing of you were quote unquote too soft on the contractor. And what's ironic here is if it may turn out, now again, I don't want to go too far, I don't want to be too categorical about this, I'm sort of putting this out there to get it in the conversation, but it may be that counter to what you may read in the so-called experts on contracting in the Washington Post or whatever, that these more specific punitive contract terms actually produce worse performance, not better performance. So if your goal is getting good performance out of the contractor, these highly specific terms may, and I really, again, I want to underline may, may not be the thing to get you the good performance that we all want.
It's a fascinating concept, Steve. Your blog post, your on your Lectern blog from Federal Computer Wings the week is linked up on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth right now. I think when the semester ends, that you should start a project to write like a Reader's Digest version of the FAR, or like a Cliff's Notes of the FAR. So it could be like 200 pages, and people could just refer to it instead of having to go through the whole thing.
Gee, if it, imagine it has to be 200 pages, even the Cliff Notes. Cliff Notes are not 200 pages.
Thanks,
they may be reducing War and Peace.